Picture a woman in the shower. The rising steam doesn't quite obscure her, the curve of her form only mildly abstracted. Through the rush of the water, you can hear her let out a deep, held sigh. The enclosure of tile and glass only seems to echo her ongoing sense of isolation. The comforting warmth of the water clinging to her skin only amplifies her desire for warm touch. She runs her fingers through her hair, closing her eyes as she slides the slick conditioner through its length. She lets her hand fall down onto her chest, moves her hand gently over her skin. It feels good, this touch, this light trace. So she does more. She touches her collarbone between her breasts, over her stomach, and down her thighs. As her hand explores with purpose, her mind wanders aimlessly. She thinks of old flames, of long-lost lusts, of missed opportunities. Then, as her finger runs over the crease between her legs, her mind settles on one man. She sees him so clearly in her mind, her lips part in a small smile as she thinks of him. Her fingers tread familiar ground, running over her most sensitive spots as she imagines him standing behind her. She thinks about what his touch would feel like, the rough warmth of his grip as he holds her waist, the feel of his groin as he presses against her, the strength of his arm as he reaches around her, as his hand presses her breast, indenting the soft flesh. She stops with a gasp, opening her eyes suddenly, and throws her hands up to cover herself. She felt his touch, not in her head, but on her skin. She turns around, shocked, but he's not there. You are not there. You are lying in your bed, asleep. Dreams didn't come quickly tonight, but this one is sweet. You're in a shower, a naked woman standing before you. She turns her head ever so slightly as she runs her hands over her body. She looks so familiar. You should recognize her, you know. But for now, you only know the lines of her body, the bend of her waist. She gives you a slight smile, inviting you closer. You slide your hand onto her waist, pull close to her, her soft skin pressing against you as water runs over your hair and down between your bodies. She lets out a low moan as you reach around. Her breast is so soft under your fingers. She gasps. You wake up. You blink yourself awake as she blinks with disbelief. It felt so real, yet you were both alone. An unfair trick of the brain, maybe? She takes a few deep breaths, calming herself after being startled, as you settle back into sleep, aroused but no worse for wear. She lets out another big sigh in the shower, this time filled with excitement, as her hand travels back between her legs and her eyes close again. Your dream comes quicker this time. You're back in the shower. She's waiting for you. You run your hand up her spine. She shivers against your touch, leans back against it. She is so clear, so soft, glistening wet. Her hair clings to her back as she presses back against you, searching, wanting, unwilling to wait. As your hands slide over her waist, she takes them in hers. She guides your touch between her legs as she presses her ass against your growing bulge. Your face sits in the crook of her neck as she puts your hands on her thighs. She bites her lip as your touch slides up. She smells like floral conditioner. The skin of her neck feels so soft against your lips, even as goosebumps rise along her skin. You rub the top of her mound with three firm fingers, sliding up and down over her clit as she grinds against you. She reaches a hand back, cradles your face as she lets out a small moan. Her hips rock back and forth with your fingers, her breath hitching as she holds tight to you. She wants this so bad. She wants you. But you want to have your fun first, don't you? Pulling your hand to her waist, you kiss her neck. Pull away from her slightly as she lets out a disappointed moan. Wait, she whispers. She doesn't stop you. Not as you kiss down her shoulder blade, along her spine. And definitely not as your hands lean her forward, pressing her against the tile, as you fall down to your knees behind her. Fuck. Picture this woman's ass. Right there. Right in front of you. It shimmers as the water streams along its shape. As you grip it, it gives to your hand, small dimples forming around your fingers. As you smack it playfully, it moves and ripples before snapping back into place. And as you part it, you can see her, all of her, the folds of her pussy peeking out, dripping with water or something else. Her tight little asshole, not quite as used to the exposure. Her eyes are clenched shut, like she's afraid to open them as you slide your finger up between her lips. They feel like velvet under your touch. She shudders. She's so fun to tease, isn't she? You arc your tongue, let the tip graze against her. Her taste is sharp, a little sour, refined. Her fingernails dig against her palms. You spit on it, and she jumps, surprised, excited. You press your full mouth against it, and she moans. She reaches back as your tongue finds the spots that matter. The outline of her clit, her entrance. She reaches back for your hair, holding you in place, pushing you against her as you lick and kiss and suck and lick again. Oh, God, she moans. Her leg is shaking ever so slightly. But you didn't come down here to make her come. Not yet. You came down here to tease. So you pull away, bite the flesh of her ass as she groans in aching frustration. Fuck me, she whispers. What was that? You tease. Please. Please, fuck me. Don't make me big, she calls out louder. It would be fun to make her beg, but the truth is your own desire is aching between your legs, your cock pulsing, wanting to be touched, to feel, to fuck. So you stand up. You move her hands against the wall and press against her. You hold her steady with a firm hand, your other hand grasping your firm cock. It would be so easy to slide inside her. She's ready for it. You're ready for it. But something stops you as you press your tip against her. Your head moves between her lips. So sensitive. So beautiful. Fuck. Final. Beg, she interrupts. Please, please, I'll do anything, give anything. Please, just fuck me. You push inside of her. It fits so naturally, like your bodies have been waiting for each other. You watch your cock disappear as your hips push forward. She stretches to accept you, letting out a low, quiet groan as she adjusts her legs. You thrust against her, She moans. You thrust again and she curls her fingers. Your hips smack against her, the clapping made louder by the water. Her ass ripples against your thrusts. But she's been waiting for this for too long. She was waiting for this before you licked her cunt, since before you pressed your cock against her, since before you were transported through your dream. She was waiting before she slid her hands down her thighs in the loneliness of the shower, since before this shitty day, since before this shitty week. She's been waiting for you for a long time. So just as you find your rhythm, just as you find that spot that makes you squeeze tighter to her shoulders, her legs start to quiver. Please don't stop, she moans as her breathing gets heavier. Oh, fuck, please. It seems she likes to beg after all. Her moans get higher, louder, less controlled. Oh, fuck, I'm... She fails to finish the thought as she's overwhelmed with a cresting wave. Her pleasure crashes over her, escaping out of her mouth in a moan that's almost a squeal. Her legs quiver, her knees buckle. She slides off your cock as her face turns red. Her hand flies between her legs, rubbing her cunt as she sits back on the tile, finishing the orgasm she didn't have the strength to take from you. Her breast heaves, her chest is flushed as she leans back against your legs, mouth open, fingers whirling, pressing, moving against her clit. Her eyes stay shut, like she's worried about what will happen if she looks at you. Or maybe she can still see you in her own way, the same way you see her in your dream. As her breath slows, she closes her mouth, swallowing in search for her composure. She starts to say, but decides that right now, actions mean so much more than words. She turns toward you, rising to her knees, takes your cock in her hand and guides it to her mouth. There is no teasing. She's so far past that. She puts her lips over the tip of your cock and slides it inside her mouth. With eager movements, she bobs her head up and down, taking your length into her mouth, tasting herself on you. She arches and cranes her neck, swirls her tongue, moans against your shaft, bobbing faster and faster. The wet glucks and gags and moans start to overwhelm the sound of the shower as your own legs start to get weak. She laughs at some unseen expression on your face, kissing the tip of your cock, running her tongue playfully underneath it. Picture this woman down on her knees, reaching up to you, pulling you down with her. You sit on the shower floor. She crawls onto your lap, wraps her arms around your neck. Her lips press against yours as she slides down, sitting on your cock. She still smells like that conditioner. Her hips still feel so smooth. She grinds against you as your hands explore her. She holds your hair in her fingers, moans in your ears. You kiss down her chest, pull her tit to your mouth, suck on her pert little nipple, so hard, so eager. She calls out as your bodies mingle, your mouths and fingers running over each other. Your hips smacking together. There are no more words, no more begging, no more teasing, no more her, no more you, just a singular expression. Your breaths start to match. She smiles as she notices, leans into you. She kisses your neck, letting her moans vibrate your skin as the two of you near your climax together. You hold her tight, your fingers pressing into her skin. She likes the small pain it brings and bites your shoulder in reciprocation as the waves build inside of her, as your pressure builds inside of you. You want to hold on to it. You want this pleasure of this pressure to last forever, to never leave the shower with this woman you're sure you know. But then she leans against you. "Come for me," she whispers in your ear. And who are you to disobey? Your body releases as her wave crests. She calls out and you groan against her. Neither of you stops. Neither of you wants to stop. Not until every breath is aching and the sensation between your legs is too much to hold on to, do you finally slow. She rises gently, letting you slide out, sitting back onto your lap. She traces her hands down your chest, feeling your heartbeat against her palm as she catches her breath. "Fuck," she finally whispers. Then she opens her eyes, and for a moment, you can see them looking at you. Then you startle awake in your bed, and she's left looking at the falling water and the rising steam. The open space of your bed is disorienting. The quiet of the room is disquieting. You can still hear the shower falling in your ears. But it must have been a dream. She knows that it was just a fantasy. That her imagination got the better of her. That it was only her hand and her mind filling in the blanks. You kick the covers off of you. She stands up. Both of you so sure that it wasn't real. But something slick is dripping from between her legs, and your sheets are soaking wet.